Listen and stream the all-new talk radio Freedom 106.5 for the only talk that matter.
This time joining us now, he's been here before, and of course we've spoken on numerous issues. Very, very interesting discussion this morning. Comes at a time when, as I said, people are wondering, well, what's really going on? All this rain. Joining us now, Colleen Hussein, meteorologist reporter with our sister station, CNG3. Good morning to you. Welcome to our program.
Morning. Great to be here again.
I know it's probably been a late night and a very, very early morning, so I thank you for being with us here this morning. I understand what it can be like. People are concerned, for want of a different word, and they're curious as to what's really going on. We know that we have heavy showers sometimes, but we're hearing all this talk about record rainfall. What went on over the past few days?
Yeah, so meteorologically, from what happened, it's nothing necessarily out of the ordinary. On Sunday, we had a very quick passing low-level trough. And then on Monday, we had a very quick passing weak tropical wave. Now, both of these features brought the intertropical convergence zone just south of Trinidad and Tobago. All three of these features are very normal during the wet season. But what happened across southern Trinidad and then on Sunday across west central parts of Trinidad is we saw persistent thunderstorms, or at least periodic thunderstorms, move across the same areas. And this is something in the meteorological community we call training, where essentially cars along a train move across the same point and dumps heavy rainfall. And that is actually what happened across parts of west central Trinidad and the southern areas of the country. And as a result, we saw really high rainfall accumulations over that 24 to 36 hour period. So, for example, across parts of Pinal, Debe, Barakpur, we saw rainfall accumulations up to 100 millimeters in most areas, and isolated rainfall totals up to 160 millimeters. Now, these are numbers. What do they mean? Well, to give you some context for that, the average June produces around 243 millimeters at Piako. That's the average. So we saw about just over half an average June amount of rainfall inside about 36 hours. That amount of rain, like I've mentioned many times on previous conversations on the station, causes flooding and causes a significant amount of riverine flooding. And that's what we're seeing unfold, unfortunately, across particularly the South Oripooch River Basin, where numerous tributaries, as well as the South Oripooch River itself, continue to remain out of its banks for, we are on the second day of this flood event.
So is there a particular reason for this intense flooding? Or is it just part of the phenomena that we've been seeing occurring as we go along and the changes in weather pattern? Because you have people asking all different kinds of questions. Well, boy, if rainy season all starts and this is the kind of rain we're getting already, what can we expect for the rest of the season?
Yeah, so, well, two things. One, yes, we do see a lot of rain during June. June is actually our second wettest month of the year for Trinidad. So flooding events like these are not out of the ordinary. But three things. So that's the first. The second is that flooding has undoubtedly become worse in Trinidad and Tobago as a result of developments and lack of proper drainage. So there are things that need to be done, whether it's clearing drains, building up banks along river courses or water courses, to allow this water to move into the ocean without it actually breaching. So a good example would be the South Oripooch River breach at Woodland, where the bank gave way and water is now freely flowing into the Woodland community. And then the third is can't not mention climate change. Climate change has essentially made the rainfall that we experience, when it does fall, it falls at a higher rainfall rate. So we get more rain in shorter periods of time. But when you combine that with development and lack of proper drainage being developed in tandem, you end up with increased flooding.
Yeah. It seems as though we can't get away from this one way or the other. But for
it's a we interviewed someone yesterday on CNC3 News on the 7 p.m. news, and someone on there said this is the eighth or ninth time he's been flooded since 2017. Mm-hmm. A lot of people in the areas that are affected right now, this has just become a part of life for them.
Yeah, it has. I was telling someone yesterday, one of the areas that was badly flooded out was Kent Street in Williamsville. And that area in Williamsville, they've been having floods for a long period of time. And I told the person, when I was in CNC3 in 2006, I visited Kent Street in Williamsville to do a story on flooding back then. And we're in 2023, and the people of Kent Street in Williamsville continue to be flooded out. And it was an indictment, in my mind, against us as a people, how we do not try to find solutions which are available. As I was saying this morning, we may never be able to 100% prevent flooding, but we can definitely put measures in place to mitigate. And it's not rocket science. Other parts of the world, they've done things, they've built things that have helped them channel water courses and capture water in great volumes and so on, so that it's not just all over the place and causing the kind of havoc. But is there the will to get those things done? I mean, we've been speaking about the Marmoral Dam for such a long period of time, and the sinkhole in Marmoral showed us for a number of years that such advice will help us. Let's give people an idea of what they can expect in the next few days, as that's going to be in the immediate focus, people cleaning up and so on. What kind of weather can we expect?
Yeah, so for the next couple of days, we are going to see more rainfall. Today, it's Tobago's day for rain. So right now, actually, from early this morning, we would have seen scattered showers and isolated thunderstorms move across the island there, across northeastern Trinidad as well. And as we progress through today for Trinidad, we will be seeing some isolated showers develop during the late morning to afternoon hours along western coastal Trinidad and hilly areas. Typical wet season day for us. Tomorrow evening particularly we'll start to see another increase in cloudiness, showers, and even thunderstorms from the second half of the day into Thursday, where we expect most of the rain to fall as a result of another tropical wave. But we also have some Saharan dust moving in, and that's going to dry things out from Friday into the weekend.
Yeah.
So at least that's your little outlook for the next coming days, and something that I would love your listeners to take into consideration in addition to the flooding. From tomorrow, we'll start seeing an increase in winds that will translate down to the surface when we have these heavier showers or thunderstorms. So gusty winds will be a threat tomorrow, Wednesday and Thursday.
Yeah. It's a little respite for people giving what they're confronted with. You know, a little sun goes a long way when you're dealing with floods. So, Akalina, I want to thank you so much. I know that you have a pretty busy morning, and I thank you so much for just sparing us some of your time. I'm positive that we're going to be speaking to you again as we get into the hurricane season and the rainy season. It's just begun.
Exactly. I was now about to say it's only the start.
It's only the beginning. Thank you once again for being with us here this morning.
Talk is streaming at freedom106.5.com.